what's happening with the broadcast.
Sharp broadcast. Really good.
You do know that radio broadcast was a hoax.
Additional restrictions to broadcast standards?
Yes, people are pretty upset.
Which means I'm free of all broadcast regulations.
You are being broadcast around the world.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. Thanks so much for joining us. We're going to be talking about so many things. One of the most important is if you are an employee, East Ohio Regional Hospital. I've got some very important news for you if you care about your health insurance and your life insurance, any of the benefits that you had with East Ohio Regional Hospital. I actually have some encouraging news for you. We're going to get to that in just a bit. Also, we're going to be talking today about what went on in the House of Delegates in West Virginia. A local politician, a guy named Sean Fluharty, who goes by the WVU Flu on Twitter, has come out in favor of the transgender agenda. He was one of only nine people in the House of Representatives who tried to stop the Riley Gaines bill that essentially said men are men and women are women. This Sean Fluharty and the statements that he has made about voters being base is disgusting. And so we're going to be talking about Sean. And of course, if he wants equal time, we'll always have him on, even though he hates my guts, but I'll still have him on. But we're going to take a good hard look at Sean Fluharty's transgender agenda. So we've got that as well. Catherine Tallman, very special guest. She's going to be responding to what Commissioner J.P. Dutton said that, well, the folks in St. Clairsville, and I'm paraphrasing, the folks in St. Clairsville should be happy they got any money from the county. Why, there was that bridge 20 years ago and that thing at the plaza another 10 or 15 years ago. And even though it's not in the city of St. Clairsville, they should be happy with that. One of the most lame responses I've ever heard in my life. And frankly, I don't know if Catherine Tallman agreed with him or not. I don't know. But she is going to be joining us live, exclusive interview here today. It's all about the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
So let's start with Belmont County. The East Ohio Regional Hospital saga continues, according to the newspaper now. Employees at East Ohio Regional Hospital notified they will not be paid on time. Now, this follows another story in the newspaper. And again, give credit where credit is due. A story a few days ago saying that they no longer have any sort of health care benefits. So here's what I did. If you know anybody at East Ohio Regional Hospital who now needs health care, or for that matter, if you know anybody who needs health care, but especially East Ohio Regional Hospital employees, here's what I did. Now, full disclosure, I'm going to talk with you about one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC, one of my prized, my most precious client, Serena Heckathorn. I reached out to Serena Heckathorn and I said to her, look, this is terrible. You have all these hundreds, maybe thousands of people, I don't know how many, East Ohio Regional Hospital that, according to the newspaper, no longer have health insurance. They got to find their own health insurance. What are we going to do for these people? Now, Serena Heckathorn is Health Markets Insurance Agency. And she is, I use her. She has been absolutely wonderful. She is an advertiser. I am proud of my personal endorsement of Serena Heckathorn and Health Markets Insurance Agency. So I reached out to her and I said, what can we do to help these people, employees at East Ohio Regional Hospital who are going to need health insurance? What can we do? And she said, don't worry. We're going to gear up everything with our two offices. We're going to have everybody on staff there ready to handle whatever calls may come in or people walking in. That what we will do with each person is we're going to sit down with him or her, find out what that person's needs are regarding health insurance for himself or herself, the family, any different types of health insurance, whatever it happens to be. We're going to lay out all of the options depending on what county they live in. And all this is free. All this is free. Are you listening, East Ohio Regional Hospital employees and others as well? It's not limited to East Ohio Regional Hospital, but I'm just letting you know that Serena Heckathorn, her Health Markets Insurance Agency offices are now have geared up, ready to take, I imagine, lots and lots of calls, lots and lots of people walking in. I don't know, but they have geared up. They are ready to go if you want to turn to her for help. Somebody's got to help you. Well, Serena's there. And so they're geared up. Now, here's the thing. It's all free. You go in there, you sit down with them, they'll spend an hour with you, hour and a half, whatever it happens to be. You tell them all of your needs for all your health insurance. They will see, okay, what county do you live in? And here are the different options depending on what county you live in, because that's just how it's done. Again, everything free. Everything free. If you want to use any of the healthcare, health insurance services that are offered, you want to buy any of them so that you and your family are covered, then what Serena and her team will do for you is they will fill out all the paperwork for you. You don't have to go online losing your mind trying to fill out these forms, these different insurance companies and all the rules and regulations, and your head just explodes. Don't worry about it. Serena Heckathorn and her team at Health Markets Insurance Agency will do all of that for you free. They'll fill it all out for you for free if you choose to use any of their products or services. So all of this is available to you. I know you're going through a miserable time right now at East Ohio Regional Hospital employees, based on the newspaper stories anyway. Absolutely miserable, miserable time. So here are the phone numbers. And again, full disclosure, Serena Heckathorn is my health markets insurance agent. I've used her for years. She is an advertiser, a client of Dimitri 2020 LLC. I'm proud to do personal endorsements, so you need to understand that. But I reached out to her and I said, look, what can we do for these people? This is unbelievable. It's a friggin' nightmare, for God's sake. She says, we're geared up. Serena Heckathorn, Health Markets Insurance, we're geared up. We can handle the rush. We can handle the load. Whatever they need, we can do it. Just tell them where we are. Give the phone number. Tell them how to reach us. Fine. So here's the information. All right. So there are two offices. St. Clairsville, probably closer to Martins Ferry. Serena Heckathorn office, Health Markets Insurance Agency. The address is 50966 National Road in St. C. You know where the West Texas Roadhouse is, and then just right above that, DeFelice Pizza, and then there's a blue building, and then right across there's a little office plaza. Well, she's in that office plaza, which means free parking, handicap accessible, and they're all geared up for you. So that's Health Markets Insurance Agency in St. Clairsville, 50966 National Road. I'll give you the phone number also. Here's the number, 740-650-5218. That's 740-650-5218. Also, if you happen to be in Jefferson County, if the Jefferson County office is closer to you, I know it's Martins Ferry, but a lot of people from Jefferson County work at the hospital, her office in Jefferson County is on Sunset Boulevard, Health Markets Insurance Agency. It's on Sunset Boulevard, right next to the KFC. And again, you go in there, it's all free. They will sit down with you. They'll spend an hour, hour and a half, whatever it takes. You tell them exactly what your healthcare needs are right now, what you need to cover yourself and your family. They will present everything to you free. If you want to take any one of the health insurance policies or whatever, they will complete all the paperwork for you free, so you don't have to mess with anything online. All of that for free. They will do all of this. They are geared up for you right now. Now, the office in, do I have the phone number for that? I don't have the phone number for that. Where the hell did I put the phone number for that? Well, anyway, Health Markets Insurance Agency, Serena Heckathorn is gold now more than ever. For all the employees at East Ohio Regional Hospital, I am so sorry that you're going through all of this stuff, but at least you can have your family covered with health insurance because Serena Heckathorn is gold. They're all geared up for you. Health Markets Insurance Agency, yeah, you tell them Dimitri said, got to get in touch with you. Help us out here. We're in, you know, caught between a rock and a hard place. And she will come through for you. She always comes through for you. Serena Heckathorn, good luck to everybody. Health Markets Insurance. Good luck to everybody. East Ohio Regional Hospital and Health Markets Insurance Agency and everywhere else. My brain is fried. The wife dragged me to a show yesterday at the Capitol. And only because her sister, my sister-in-law, Katzilla, dragged us. Katzilla thought it was a good idea to bring her husband, Mike Muniz, who is the harbor master at Piedmont Lake, and us to a show at the Capitol. Capitol is very nice theater, very nice people, all very nice. But it was Vicki Lawrence. Apparently, Vicki Lawrence was a star at some point on television, like a million years ago. And apparently, one of her shows is still in syndication, so some people still watch it. She dresses up like an old woman, a crabby, nasty old woman, and some people think that's hilarious. I was not one of those people. But here we were at the Capitol yesterday. You had the harbor master at one end. You had Catzilla next to him. You had my wife next to Catzilla, their sisters, because that's Catzilla's my sister-in-law. And then you had me. And we had to endure this, oh my God, 2 hours of just utter misery. But I got to tell you, fair's fair. The place was packed. The Capitol was packed. Oh, I forgot to do the ending for a Belmont Buzz. Ah, God, jeez. Stay right there.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
I try so hard to be professional, and it seldom seldom works out. All right, so that's it for the Belmont Buzz for that segment with East Ohio Regional Hospital and people needing health care insurance and Serena Heckathorn. But there'll be another Belmont Buzz in a little bit. Exclusive interview with Catherine Tolman. She is the mayor of St. Clair's, a very nice lady. I've really come to like her a great deal. I mean, truly a great deal. And Sammy's not bad either, although he's a dog. But still, you know, she loves him, so what are you going to do? So she is going to be responding to what J.P. Dutton said, Belmont County Commissioner, about why St. Clairsville is not getting any money from Belmont County, even though the citizens of St. Clairsville, some of the most affluent in Belmont County, in fact, I'm sure the most affluent, send all this money to the county. The county commissioner says, well, yeah, thanks for all your votes, and thanks for letting me put up all my signs on your properties whenever there's an election, but you're not going to get much of anything from us because we got to do other stuff for the mall and the plaza and other communities anywhere but St. Clairsville. So Catherine Tallman's going to be here on the phone, live exclusive interview to talk with us about how she felt about his response. I didn't think it was any good. And I stated so on my show on Wednesday, but hey, she may disagree or she may have come up with new information. That I don't know. But that's going to be the Belmont Buzz. All right, that's enough. It's getting annoying. So that'll be a bit later on this morning. In the meantime, so much to get to. Oh, my God, so much to get to. You would have thought that the Riley Gaines Act, the Riley Gaines Bill, whatever you want to call it, would have been a no-brainer for every politician in the state of West Virginia. You would have thought. In the Senate, it passed almost unanimously. There was only one Democrat who voted against it. And the bill essentially says that men are men and women are women, and men should not be allowed in little girls' locker rooms, stripping naked and pretending that they're women because it's because of all the obvious reasons. So you would have thought this would have been a no-brainer, even for the dumbest politicians that you could ever imagine. And then there's Sean Fluharty, delegate representing one of the areas here in our listening area in the Upper Ohio Valley. Unapologetic, hardcore liberal. He was one of only nine in the House of Delegates, and the only one here in the Upper Ohio Valley who voted against the Riley Gaines bill. The Riley Gaines bill essentially says that grown men can't pretend that they're women to go into little girls' locker rooms and strip naked in front of these little children. And Sean Fluharty, or on Twitter he goes by the WVU Flu, voted against that. And some of his comments about the voters being so base, we'll get to that too.